Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
If you want to end real estate property taxes in Ohio, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can then hear Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, which is 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Thank you very much. Again, the David Demarest interview yesterday, you can see it on the Facebook live stream. Just go to my homepage or the Big Willie 105.5 page, and you'll see under video. Well, actually, you won't see it. Okay. On my page, you'll see it under videos. You can click that or just look at the post. It's also on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. A little harder to find there, but it's also spread out in lots of different groups throughout the Upper Ohio Valley. A lot of people have been asking about that. Everybody loves David Demarest, except me. I like him. I don't love him. But he came forward and said, look, I've got Alzheimer's. And it's like, oh, my God. And he gave us the latest regarding that, which is very good news. It was wonderful news, and we goofed around a lot about the brain ball and all that. So if you want to see that interview yesterday, the Facebook live stream, go to my profile page, Dimitri with three eyes, and make sure it's the one, because there are, you know, a lot of people try to do copies of mine because I'm so popular, and I keep telling Facebook that these other ones are fake, they're not real, you got to get rid of them. Facebook doesn't care, it's just the damnedest thing. So the mine is the one with more than 7,000 followers. I don't know how many I have now, 7,100, whatever the number is. It's like, you know, crazy numbers. And that's where you will see the Facebook live streams, all the recordings of the live streams that I've done regarding my show. The David Demarest interview is from yesterday, and everybody just, you know, laughing, crying, whatever. It was very touching to a lot of people. Not to me, because I know David. It's like, okay. But to a lot of people, it actually was. So if you want to see it, you know, there it is. All right. I'm reading or trying to... Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. 5 o'clock this morning, I'm going back and forth with 9 and 7 because I got to watch some of the local news to see if there's anything I've missed, which 99% of the time, there's nothing I've missed. Every once in a while, yes. But this morning, I'm happy to say that Channel 7 actually figured out how to have a newscast starting at 5 in the morning. Because yesterday, they weren't there. There was no explanation. There was no nothing. Can you imagine being one of their advertisers yesterday? In their lame-ass newscast and weather or whatever the hell they have, and turn it on 5 o'clock in the morning, waiting to see your commercial, waiting to see your display, your whatever, no newscast. Channel 7, no newscast at 5 in the morning. I took a picture of it and posted it to show you. It's like, look, they don't even have a newscast and not even an explanation why there's no newscast. I don't know if they ever had the newscast yesterday. Maybe somebody finally showed up and said, all right, go on the set and we'll do, you know, and pretend to do a newscast or whatever. I don't know. But today at 5 o'clock, when I went over there to 7, they actually had a newscast today. They're really good. Yes. I know. It's amazing. I'm surprised too. I've got to tell you, I'm really surprised. All right, fine. So there's that. But anyway, I also have to read the local newspapers, these failed newspapers of billionaire Bob, Wheeling's bungling billionaire. And I come across this story. The headline was really weird. Delegate Sean Fluharty to speak at International Gaming Forum in Canada. And they had the managing editor of the newspaper, Derek Redd, with three D's, by the way, Derek Redd, and three E's. He's the one who wrote this. So this is supposedly a big deal by Ogden newspaper standards. And I thought to myself, why would they even do a story about Sean Fluharty? This failed member of the House of Delegates. There are only 10 Democrats left in the House. I think about 10 in the House of Delegates. He has no power. He has no influence. He's annoying as hell. He got thrown out of West Banco by two armed security guards. And he was holding on to his cup with the amber-colored liquid in it as they were escorting him out, the security guards. This was a few months ago now, I guess. Why would you even do a story, let alone a massive one, written by your managing editor for a Sean Fluharty, who's going to be speaking at a forum in Canada? Who could possibly care less? So I read this thing, and 17 paragraphs on the online version, 17 paragraphs on Sean Fluharty speaking in Canada. And you might be wondering, why the hell would billionaire Bob do that? Well, I think the answer is pretty obvious. Billionaire Bob, Wheeling's bungling billionaire, hashtag nutting sucks, that billionaire Bob, hates Trump. Hates Trump like you would not believe. He hates Trump. He just absolutely hates him. Well, Sean Fluharty, who goes by on Twitter the WVU Flu, which is a great name for him when you stop and think about it, the WVU Flu. Sean Fluharty also hates Trump. And so you got these two Trump haters, Bob Nutting and Sean Fluharty. So Nutting is going to do whatever he can to help another Trump hater, in this case, Sean Fluharty. 17 paragraphs of Sean Fluharty speaking in Canada. Alberta, which apparently is some region or something up there in Canada. Again, who gives a rat's ass? But the thing that was really interesting to me about this, even more so than the obvious attempt to prop up another Trump hater, was what was hiding in plain sight. The thing that jumped out at me when I read this thing and analyzed this thing is what jumped out at me is hiding in plain sight. I guess that's a better way of saying it. I'll read you just a little bit of this, but then I'll show you the big picture and all the troubling questions that this really has to raise in the minds of an awful lot of people, including fans of Sean Fluharty. And there are some fans. He did win his election. There was an opponent. He won by an impressive margin. Give the devil his due. No question about it. So here's part of what they published. The 17 paragraph. I'm not going to read 17 paragraphs on Sean Fluharty. I'd rather kill myself. All right. Sean Fluharty, delegate West Virginia, will bring his expertise in gaming and gambling from more than one perspective to an international stage this week. Fluharty, D, Ohio County, will be one of the speakers at the Global Forum on Responsible Gaming and Gambling Policy to be held Friday and Saturday at the BMO Center in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. The forum is part of the G7 Canada Brain Economy Summit. This might be the first time that I've ever seen the name Sean Fluharty and brain in the same sentence. This I think is actually a first. And Fluharty's quote, "It will touch on many different issues within what they're calling the brain economy." Sean Fluharty, an expert on the brain economy. Did I mention he was escorted out of West Banco by two armed guards and he was holding on to his cup with the amber-colored liquid inside? Did I mention that? But now he's an expert on the brain economy. I actually can't say this without laughing. Focus, man, focus. Okay, and he continues. A large part of that is the gaming space. On one end, it's a source of entertainment, but as it becomes increasingly embedded in our digital environments and everyday experiences, we must recognize that it's important that we have the proper regulations in place and we have the proper policy in place to back that up. And that sounds all reasonable. No, I actually have no argument with that. Then this next graph is really interesting. Fluharty is well-versed in these areas in multiple ways. The minority whip of the West Virginia House of Delegates, minority means Democrat, which means nobody cares. He was at the forefront of passing legislation in March 2018 to make sports betting legal, and in March 2019 to make online casino gambling legal in the Mountain State. Through that, he serves as president of the National Council of Legislators from Gaming States. He also serves as head of the government affairs for Play and Go, an international company supplying gaming entertainment to the online casino industry. That position, Fluharty said, combines legal, operational, and strategic roles. And it goes on and on and on and on. The rest doesn't really matter. This part does. Sean Fluharty, the WVU Flu, as he goes by on Twitter, being a member of the House of Delegates, it says here he was at the forefront in passing legislation to make sports betting legal and to make online casino gambling legal. Okay. I'll give him that. I have no problem with that. But then he ends up working for the very company that he made that vote for the company to succeed in West Virginia. I'm not saying that clearly, and that's my fault, but it seems to me. Let me try this a second time, because that first time I just screwed it up. You got the West Virginia Flu, the WVU Flu, Sean Fluharty, voting on this legislation, making sports betting legal and online casino gambling legal, when he's a member of the House of Delegates, and now he's working for Play and Go, an international company supplying gaming entertainment to the online casino industry. Okay, so maybe it wasn't a payoff. Maybe it was just one of those merry mix-up things that Sean Fluharty did this, and then the gambling industry came knocking on his door saying, hey, you were so good to us. We want to be good to you. We're going to give you this cake job here, and you're going to make a lot of money and all of that. And fine. That's nothing illegal about that I'm aware of. Fine. I actually have no bones to pick with him on any of that. My concern is this. Now that he works for a gambling company, Play and Go, and I imagine he's worked for them now for, I think, several years, has he ever recused himself whenever there was a vote on any sort of gambling in West Virginia? I don't recall. Now, in fairness to the WVU Flu, in fairness to him, he may have recused himself, and I'm just simply not aware of it. So the best way that I can say this to you is this. I don't recall a time where Sean Fluharty, who works for the gambling industry, Play and Go, ever recused himself regarding a vote regarding gambling in the House of Delegates. Now, maybe he has. I would welcome information from him saying, yes, I always recuse myself. I will be more than happy to share that with you the next time I'm on the air. More than happy. But I can't recall it. I just can't recall it. The bigger issue here is this. He is also the president of this organization. And I've got this here somewhere. Where did I put this thing here now? There's another organization that he is a part of. Where did I put this? Hold on. It might be here. Sean Fluharty. Oh, here we go. The National Council of Legislators from Gaming States. He's also the president of this organization. But anytime there's any sort of legislation regarding gambling, how can Sean Fluharty play both sides against the middle? Either you're looking out for the best interest of the citizens of West Virginia, or you're looking out for the man who is paying you. in this case, playing goat. And being the head of the National Council of Legislators from gaming states, it would seem to me that you have another conflict of interest here as well. How can you be representing the citizens of any state, looking out for the taxpayers, and at the same time looking out for your employer? Conflict of interest.